job.
Mr. Carlson?
Hello, English President. I wanted to tell you, Ehrlichman said you were concerned about some piece by Olson, that son of a bitch, Braden.
Oh, Jesus,
let me just say this. The one thing I wanted to emphasize to you, and this is going to be true for everybody, that my rule with regard to the columnists and the critics is always this. First, if they don't criticize you, you aren't doing anything. The second point, and this is even more important, you want to remember the reason they do it is to try to get you to lay off, and second, to get under your skin.
Mm-hmm.
And so don't let it get under your skin. Just beat the bastards.
Well,
that's what we're going to do. And don't let it worry you. It'll pass. But he's just a nasty bastard.
Oh, Christ.
And he and Miss Mankiewicz and the whole damn bunch. But they're going to be beaten, and that's why they're squealing.
Well,
and don't you worry about it. And just say, I consider it a badge of honor.
Well, you think
what I've been through, hell, you shouldn't even worry at all. You tell your kids that now tonight, okay?
Well, I will, Mr. President. You're very kind. I appreciate that. It does get under your
skin. Oh, of course it does, because it's so unfair and so rough. And they never say this about these other bastards. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is. When you think what you're...
On the other hand, let me say, they're having their problems too, Chuck.
Oh, hell, right now, I figure that as I've thought about it, okay, you get up in the morning, you're just madder than a hornet when you read that. And you just
don't read it.
Like to tell the son of a bitch what you think of him. But
right.
And it's all, you know, it's grossly unfair. But then when you think about it, you realize, well, what they want you to do is to come out swinging so that they can...
And also, they want to blunt you. They want to make you afraid. They want to make you gun-shy. Gun-shy. And I am a great believer. That's, as you know, people don't believe it, but I do not read. I do not read the editorial pages, believe me, of any of those goddamn papers. I'll glance through the news summary. Don't ever do it.
It's a horrible double standard, but I've got a thick skin and I don't mind.
Anyway, I've got Dave Mahoney here now.
Yes, sir.
You can handle that matter. Don't worry about it.
Appreciate you calling very much.